Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Change for me was when I realized I was more than just a golfer, because unfortunately I was always very addicted to the how my ego felt when, and it's used as an individual in an individual sport to win and have that, because people treat you different. It's a bit weird, actually. Mm-hmm. And ironically, as I've got older, it's something I'm more uncomfortable with, because they're not real interactions, but I used to love it. When I was 19, 20, traveling around the world, and you know, it's just, I mean, you're living like a king. I mean, you're a rock star. Yeah. And it was the best thing ever. And it was so addictive. I mean, who doesn't want to feel like that? Yeah. But if you live like that, then when it goes wrong and people stop calling, and actually people, you're the guy, you're like, oh, there's the lad who just, you know, he can't make a cut. And, you know, when you start to become that guy and people talk to you and that sort of, are you all right? Like, you've got an illness. You have to also embrace that, because that's where you live. It's all about your ego. So my foundation of what I was about wasn't built on anything that was, it was putrid underneath, unfortunately. And it took a long time for me to actually make peace with, you know what, I'm all right. I can live with both. I can live with this. And I made peace with the fact that, look, I had a good run. I did great things. I can't do it anymore. And then I found something else that I enjoyed. And, you know, Di was instrumental, really, in that, because she kept asking me, saying Jason Wesley from Golf at Sky, kept asking, would I like to go on and do a guest? And I'd always said no. Again, the ego saying no, because once I do that, that's like saying I'm 1 foot out the door. And yeah. I'm a pro golfer. I'm not a pundit. Yeah. You know, I don't talk about golf. I am a golfer. This is what I do. And it was stupid, really, because loads of guys had done it before me and done well. David Howell being one of them, Ollie Wilson, another one who'd done it. And I realised from the moment I did the very first ever show, it felt good for someone to actually go, oh, well done, mate. Thought you were great on there. It'd been a long time. It'd been 5 years since anyone had ever said anything to me about how well I'd done something, because it had constantly been negative stuff. So I think I really enjoyed it. And then when it came down, the opportunity of moving into it, the bit that I enjoy the most is not being a pundit. Presenting, I really enjoy, because it excites me, because it's a completely different job to what I used to do. Mm. Yes, my golfing background is a massive asset, and it's, you know, I can lean on it any given time, and my relationships within the game, and the fact that I have credibility from I used to do what you do now, the person I'm looking at across from me and talking to. But the skill set is something brand new, and I really like that. It's like a brand new journey going a different direction, and it made it really easy, actually.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're redefining yourself, which, as you say, is quite exciting. You probably needed that buzz that you hadn't had from golf for so long. You were getting elsewhere. You probably didn't know you could get it elsewhere.
No, I didn't. And that was a bit that was quite scary when I was struggling, because I thought, this is all I have. And at the same time, with young kids, I thought, I'm not going to spend all of this money that I've earned on me trying to, because it cost a bloody fortune. Like, I was spending hundreds of thousands, because I could be spending more on coaching than ever. But I'm not making any, I mean, I'm literally not making any money. And this is where I have a huge amount of admiration for, I was very lucky when I got on tour. I turned pro, I went straight to Q School, I got on tour, and I was on the main stage like that, done. And then when I lost my card, I had to go back to the Q School, and I was a very different man then, and in a very different part of their life, and it was very hard. And all I could notice was, oh my God, they're really good. These kids who can't make it, and they haven't got anything, and some of them have to work other jobs as well, they're better than me. Like, they do exactly what I... And in my head, I just thought, well, they're not going to be as good as me, are they? And they are, and they still are. And, you know, that's the thing that made me realise how good some of these guys are that don't ever get the opportunity to have done what I did. And the difference is very different, and most of it's between the ears. And obviously, it was one of the negative things for me at the end, but it was also one of my biggest attributes when I was at my very best. So I think to move away from it was the right time for me, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, what a roller coaster though to get to that point. I mean, it must have been emotionally, financially, physically exhausting on every level.
It really was, but it made it easier because I really enjoyed what I was doing with Sky. I'd spoken to the bosses there and I knew the vision for the future. So there was a plan. I like a plan. Mm. And it was an exit strategy. Yeah, I was, and I like control. Yeah. And I didn't have any of it. And I just felt like the right thing. And ironically, from the moment I made that commitment, golf became easy again. And like now I'll go and play. I played 2 days ago with some friends, and I had, for people who play golf, I had 13 chances on the West Course at Wentworth, 13 chances inside 10 foot for birdie, which I wouldn't have done when I was playing at my very best. So as much as, okay, sometimes I'll hit terrible shots because I don't practice anymore and I play like 10 times a year, actually, when you take away the disease that I had in the end between my ears that I'd helped grow and fed through that time, through the decisions I made, I could still play the game really well and I enjoy it, but I still have no want. So I never ever go to a tournament out of a Sky and think, oh yeah, I
want to get. You never feel that.
Which makes me feel that I just, it's definitely the right thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the Masters was a bit different when I was there because it's just like, I mean, that's a bit special, and it did bring back all those memories. The last time I was there was the last time I saw my mum. So that was a weird feel, but also being there, it's a bit special. But yeah, I'm on a different track now, and I get so much more enjoyment doing what I do with Sky, and being able to tell the story rather than be part of it.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.